1 Chronicles 29:1 through 30. Devotional focus verse. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel, and the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. 1 Chronicles 29:26-28. The passing of a loved one stirs many memories, and it can be difficult to choose just the right thoughts to share when planning a funeral or memorial service. How can the essence of a life lived well be captured effectively? Some families choose to put together a video featuring pictures of their loved one, a visual portrayal of the significant, happy, or even silly moments of the individual's life. At other times, family members or close friends speak at the service, recounting special moments and sharing fond recollections of the individual. Sometimes families prepare a printed program that includes a biographical summary of the individual's life and testimony. Whatever method is chosen, the desire is to preserve and memorialize the character of the one who is no longer with them. As we consider end-of-life issues on a personal level, how can we ensure that we leave our loved ones with memories that will benefit them? When people consider what they'll leave to family members, they often think of material assets, such as an insurance policy, the family home, or physical possessions. I remember my mom putting small stickers on furniture and other personal mementos with the name of the person she thought would enjoy the item. While the mementos and heirlooms left behind may be treasured, a spiritual legacy is far more important than any earthly possessions we might leave to our families. C.T. Studd's wise words in a poem he wrote many years ago has two familiar lines that can guide us in ensuring that we leave a spiritual legacy. He wrote, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." Yielding our hearts to God and following Him faithfully will not only bring the greatest blessing in our own lives here on earth, but the example set will also be the greatest treasure we can leave for our loved ones when we go to our eternal reward. In today's text, the life of King David was coming to an end. David had failed at times in his spiritual walk, but his deepest desire had always been to please God. He had done all he could to restore the kingdom of Israel and, in his older years, to prepare for the building of the temple. His closing instructions to his son Solomon were not about wealth, fame, or accomplishments. Rather, they were an admonition to serve God with a perfect heart and a willing mind, and to keep his commandments and statutes. He assured Solomon that if he would do this, he would prosper in all that he did. See 1 Chronicles 28:9 and 1 Kings 2:1-4. David's admonitions to Solomon are applicable for us as well. There will be a glorious reward for those who dedicate their lives to the Almighty God, and the memories and spiritual legacy they leave behind will inspire and encourage those who follow them. Background information. The last chapter of 1 Chronicles summarizes several main events at the close of David's life. Verses 1 through 5 record David's final address to the people of Israel, and verses 6 through 9, the people's willingness, material support, and commitment to build the temple. David's final prayer for his nation and Solomon is recorded in verses 10 through 19, and the people's prayer in verses 20 and 21. Verses 22 to 25 provide details regarding the anointing and crowning of Solomon as the new king of Israel. And David's death and burial are described in verses 26 through 30. Having obeyed God's instructions not to build the temple himself, see 1 Chronicles 28 verses 3 through 6, David stated in verse 2 that he had prepared with all my might for the house of my God. This was certainly true. He provided the land, money, materials, supervisory staff, workers, and plans. Clear evidence that he gave this work of preparation his best efforts. David amassed a huge quantity of materials to prepare for the building of the temple by his son Solomon. Converting the list given in verses 2 through 5 into today's measurements, the collected materials included 188 tons of gold, over 375 tons of silver, 675 tons of bronze, and 3,750 tons of iron, plus a staggering amount of jewels and marble that could only be described as in abundance. These were partially the spoils obtained from war, but in addition, David willingly offered gold and silver from his own personal resources, because I have set my affection to the house of my God. See verse 3. King David then asked the leaders and people who was willing to consecrate their service unto the Lord in verse 5. The Hebrew word translated service in this verse literally means to fill the hand and implies giving what is needed liberally and voluntarily towards building a house for worship. In response, the people not only committed to assist in the labor involved, but they also contributed generously of their personal treasures to finance the project, verses 6 through 9. In verses 10 through 19, David rejoiced in prayer to God. His concern and love for his nation, coupled with his love for the Lord and his desire for Israel to follow in his ways, are all evident in the words he used. He included a prayer for Solomon to have a perfect heart, to serve the Lord faithfully, and for the completion of the house of God. Following the prayer, the people made sacrifices, and during the celebration of gladness before the Lord, a public announcement and anointing of Solomon as king of Israel was done, verses 22 through 25. This was the second anointing of Solomon. The first is noted in 1 Chronicles 23:1. This follows a pattern of repeated coronations that began with Saul in 1 Samuel 10:1 and 11:15, and continue with David in 1 Samuel 16:13 and 2 Samuel 2:4 and 5:3. In each case, the second coronation was a public confirmation of the first anointing. According to verse 27, David reigned over Israel for 40 years, 7 years in Hebron, and 33 years in Jerusalem. He passed on to his reward in 970 BC, dying at a good old age, verse 28. Bible scholars believe he was 70 years old at the time of his death. Conclusion. Like King David, we want to leave those who follow us an example of serving the Lord with perfect hearts, submission to God's will, and a desire to do all we can to promote the spread of His kingdom. Then one day when we enter heaven, we'll hear our Lord's words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."